On April 14th, the New Jersey Institute of Technology will host Steps to a Nuclear-Free World, a conference featuring nine of the country's leading experts in nuclear weapons and policy. They'll address critical issues, including so-called modernization efforts by the United States and Russia. Many fear we are at the cusp of a new nuclear arms race. The keynote speakers are Daniel Ellsberg, chief figure in the release of the Pentagon Papers and author of The Doomsday Machine, Confessions of a Nuclear War Planner, and Robert J. Lifton, author of Apocalyptic Twins, Nuclear and Climate Change. Professor Lifton spoke with WBAI on Tuesday. He says nuclear weapons and the fear of annihilation are ever present.
I think it affects all of us. It may not affect us in clear, direct ways. It may not cause any particular symptom, but we have in our minds a sense that even though we're going about our normal lives, at any moment, something could occur that could annihilate all of us and everything we've ever known or loved. So it does affect us. I don't know whether you must have in some ways experienced the nuclear drills in schools, and those drills have been studied subsequently, the effects of them, and what has been found is that people retain deep anxiety about nuclear war, but they suppress it and, as I speak of it, numb themselves to it. I speak of psychic numbing. But then when anything relating to nuclear threat comes up, it's likely to come to the surface and take the form of anxiety or nightmares, nuclear nightmares, so the anxiety is never totally gone. And then to some extent now, there's a blending of nuclear anxiety and climate anxiety.
How does that contribute to the situation we're in now politically, where we have a guy like Trump as president of the United States?
It couldn't be more dangerous. Trump, in relation to nuclear weapons, has naturally expressed opposite tendencies. At times, he's had a certain respect for them and said they were the biggest problem and we should be careful about them. But more often he said, what's the point of building the weapons unless we're prepared to use them? And of course, he's made dire threats to North Korea before his love affair with Kim and is still capable of those threats. So it's a kind of solipsistic situation with Trump. In my work on Trump, I see him as having what I call a solipsistic reality, which really means reality that's contained completely within his self and that may have little to do with external truths or what's largely going on in the world. And that's, of course, a dangerous psychological stance in relation to nuclear weapons. And the other or related idea that I would mention is the danger in Trump and others of what I call nuclearism, the embrace of the weapons, because they represent ultimate power, ultimate destructive power, and even valuing them very high, and sometimes even deifying nuclear weapons as necessary, not only for so-called national security, but for keeping the world going, as some sort of ultimate godlike figure. And that kind of tendency, while it sounds wild and is not absent in some of those who are bound up with nuclear weapons, and it might well be present in Trump.
You visited Hiroshima. What was the overall societal effect on these people and on the world around them?
It's hard to sum that up in a minute or so, but what I came to realize is that from exposure to the bomb in a moment in time, those who survived experienced a lifelong encounter with death in stages, sea of death around them, acute radiation effects, chronic radiation effects, and then an overall sense of death that permeated their identity in the city. What I came to emphasize is that more people were killed in the March 45 raids on Tokyo with so-called conventional weapons, but there were a couple of hundred planes that were used. And in Hiroshima, it was one plane, one bomb, one city. The city was destroyed by a single nuclear weapon. It had the added feature of previously unappreciated radiation effects that left people with this lifelong encounter with death.
Robert J. Lifton, author of The Apocalyptic Twins, Nuclear and Climate Threats and Death and Life, Survivors of Hiroshima.